And welcome to the Proteas Women's Post-Match Press Conference following the final ODI. Top of the table, captain and player in the series, Laura Wolford, ready to take your questions. We'll start off in-house before moving over to our colleagues online. We're ready to take our first question. Stuart, again.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything that anyone hasn't asked you yet? I guess mine is more an inquiry about the general perspective you take away from this series, and just for a moment, to Jorgen from the side, what have you taken away from what the team has tried to do here, and what it suggests about the future for the Proteas?
Yeah, I think obviously in the T20s we look to play a strong side with the T20 World Cup in mind next year. So I was very pleased that we were able to push 200 a couple of times in those games that we played. And then the ODIs was a bit more about giving opportunity, rotating a little bit. A lot of players that are usually in the 11 are chilling at home, a bit of a rest. So yeah, I think it was great to see some youngsters stepping up, some different people putting up their hands. I think the purpose of it was good. I think a lot of people really performed when given the opportunity. So I think selecting an 11 going forward is going to be tough, but we obviously have that next 50 of World Cup in 4 years' time in mind. So trying to build a bit of a base.
So when you look at youngsters and Ayanda, Karabo, Miani, what do they have to do now in the next, I guess, 12 months? If you might sit down with them, you know, these are the kinds of things I'd like to see you work on. What would you ask of them?
A bit different for each one of them. I think the bowlers, I think we saw in that last game, obviously we batted really well, scored 370, but the bowlers, I think we just could have been a bit more consistent for a bit longer. I think a lot of it was a couple of good balls and then just let that one slip, sort of. So I think that would be my main message to the bowlers, was to just be as consistent as we can and to hit the stumps for longer. Especially in 50 over cricket, just really building that pressure and hitting the stumps more often. I think we were off the stumps a bit too much in that game.
And just from Miani and Karabo?
But they were excellent. Karabo's been so good. Her hands are just so good behind the stumps. I'm very pleased that she got a few games and had an excellent game the game before. So very pleased for her, and she got a bit of a bat today as well, which I think will only help her in the future. Miane's been good every opportunity she's sort of taken as well. It's nice to have that all-rounder, and it looks like she'll be a really solid batter for us in the future, so happy she got some game time.
Well done on your performances. How tricky is it to weigh up the development of players vis-a-vis the need to keep results? Because I mean, we've seen that with the men's team where there's always been an outcry regarding results, even though the longer-term game plan is clear, and with the introduction of younger players through the series, it's really clear what the longer-term game plan is.
Yeah, it's a fine balance. I think, especially series like this, when you come up against a side that's maybe not ranked as high as what we are, it's a good opportunity to try some things. But you also don't want to, you know, go too far with it and end up losing games of cricket. So I think we found the balance quite well this series to sort of keep that core group in most of the ODIs, but still move around some youngsters on the outside. I think there were a couple of us that played most of the games, more of the senior players, and those senior players still stepped up when going got tough. So yeah, I think it's a fine balance of still developing players, but still winning games of cricket. And I think we've done that pretty well this tournament.
Thank you, Magnus.
Hello, Laura. Are you hoping we could see one day actually a league for women in SA, like the Big Bash League? Well, actually, the league that the men have actually next week. And also adding on to that, actually, what do you think will that now for the women's game if there is a league like that?
Yeah, I would obviously love a league. I think you see all the countries that are playing really well, the likes of India, England, Australia, have all had a league for a couple of years now. I think it's just more game time, just more games of cricket. We just need to play more. I think now in Jan there's no domestic cricket because the SA20's on. So that's a whole potential month of cricket that we could have been playing if we had some kind of a league. So yeah, I'd highly like to sort of advocate for one. I think it would be great for the depth within our country.
First of all, congratulations, brilliant year, and well done for today. If we sit here next year, this time, like Stuart says, you've spoken about everything in 2025. What will define a successful 2026 for you personally, and then for the team? Is it all about the World Cup, or what will you say is success for you and the team, and for yourself next year?
Personally, I don't know. I don't really put sort of numbers on those things. I think personally, I just want to enjoy my cricket and enjoy spending time in the middle. I think as a team, obviously, the World Cup is huge. It's probably the main event next year. So I think all of our effort and energy will go into that. And depending where we rank in that, I think we'll sort of define our year. I think we got a couple of big series as well. So I think we've been looking for some consistency in our bilateral series throughout the last couple of seasons, I would say. We've been very good in World Cups and not so good in bilaterals. So I think finding that consistency in the bilaterals and having a good World Cup will be pretty successful.
Awesome. Thank you. Moving over to our colleagues online. I don't see any hands up yet. Any takers? Oh, thank you, James. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Anita. Congratulations, Laura, to you and to your team on the series win. Just a question around DRS and the use of DRS. You know, we don't have that for the ladies' games locally. Is it something that you feel should happen? I mean, the men's games have it for every single game in South Africa. So just a question around that.
Definitely. I would love DRS in these series. I think it's one of the only series that we play nowadays that doesn't have DRS, so it's a bit frustrating to come back home and play the series without any reviews. I think a lot of us that play in the leagues are sort of used to having it, and coming here is always a bit of an adjustment. I would love to be able to send some things upstairs sometimes as a batter and as a captain, so I would love it.
Awesome. All right. Any takers? Your second question. Please go ahead, Nati.
Laura, congratulations on the win and also on such a beautiful performance. What do you say to a young one, a young player like Karawi, so playing so not so bad in such a tournament, a series, and also the year that she had with the Proteas? If I'm not mistaken, this is her first year with the team. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Karawi was excellent. I think. Yeah, we saw in that last game just how good her hands are with a couple of takes down leg, and she's standing up to the stumps and taking catches to some of her faster bowlers. So I think she's been really good with the gloves. It's crazy to think she's only 18 and that she still has so much more learning to do throughout her career. So very exciting talent for the future. Looks like she can bat a bit as well. So yeah, very excited to have her on the side.
Thank you. We'll finish off with Ken. Last question, please go ahead.
Beautifully batted, Laura. You look in total control out there. Is that the way it feels for you? Are there things you're still working on with your batting?
It feels good at the moment. It just, feels pretty chilled, pretty calm. It feels like I'm just hitting the balls where they need to go and not really searching for too much. There was probably 6 months at the start of the year where I was totally overthinking it and, you know, should I sweep this, should I lap this, should I leave this, and then you almost start overthinking yourself out of form. Whereas now it feels like I'm almost not even thinking when I'm out in the middle. I'm kind of looking at the crowd and looking at the bowlers and the runs are just flowing. But it's weird how it happens. Like the harder you try, the worse it goes. And when you just get into sort of a chilled, relaxed mode out there, it just sort of happens. But at training, I'm still trying to think. So at training, I'm trying to think very hard, think what I need to do, and then in the middle, just be really chill. And it's working at the moment.
Awesome.